This is the oldest Unitarian church in the South. Construction began in 1722. In the overgrown brush and bramble of the cemetery, keep an eye out for a lady in white, said to roam the cemetery looking for her lost love. In the 1820s, a young man named Edward Allen was stationed at Fort Moultrie. He fell in love with a local girl named Anna Ravenel. Anna's father strongly disapproved of this relationship, and after he found out that Anna had been sneaking out to meet Edward, the father had Edward transferred to Baltimore. Anna was heartbroken. She got sick, and though Edward tried to get back in time, he was too late, and she had died. Anna's family blamed him, shut the door in his face when he tried to attend the funeral. When they buried Anna, they dug up 6 plots and filmed them in so they all looked recently dug graves. They didn't even put up a headstone, so Edward wouldn't be able to mourn at her graveside. He left Charleston, but failed in the army. He drank too much, did drugs, and led a morose life, often dressed all in black. He had a moderately successful career as a writer, but would gain more fame after his death. His final poem is thought to be written about Anna Ravenel. It was entitled Annabel Lee. You may have heard of it. Edward Allen published it under his real name, Edgar Allan Poe.
It was many and many a year ago in a kingdom by the sea that a maiden there lived whom you may know by the name of Annabel Lee, so that her high-born kinsmen came and bore her away from me to shut her up in a sepulchre in this kingdom by the sea. The angels, not half so happy in heaven, went envying her and me. Yes, that was the reason, as all men know, in this kingdom by the sea, that the wind came out of the cloud by night, chilling and killing my Annabel Lee.
Keep walking down Archdale Street, with the church on your left to where it dead ends at Queen Street and turn left. Walk a block and a half to Pugin's Porch, a great restaurant that will be on your left.